Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Been kind of a silent undercurrent, if you will, to this offseason that management, all the way up to Art Rooney, seem really, really serious to get markedly better in a big hurry. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. It was Rooney's turn yesterday at the NFL annual meeting to meet with reporters. A little bit of news came out of it, mostly related to international affairs. He's happy to have the new marketing arrangement with Germany. There's also Ireland and Mexico in the mix. He acknowledged what's been kind of known for a while now, and that's that the Steelers will not be the Eagles' opponent in Sao Paulo, Brazil this year. And he'd very much like to have a game in one of those aforementioned countries. But there was a little bit of football, too, and he spoke now for the second time in 3 months about this team getting back into the playoffs, but doing some damage.
I like where we are so far. Obviously, we have, the draft is the next priority, and we've got to do a good job with the draft. Every year, we try and figure out, how do we get better, and how do we get better as quickly as possible. And so, I think that's really the bottom line, is to try to get better as quickly as possible.
A little bit of a different tone there from him than when we met back in January, where everything was still raw from the loss and the confusion over who was going to be quarterback and all that other stuff. This was more like, okay, we've filled this spot. We've really filled this spot. We still need a little bit of this. We still need a little bit of that. But through all that, there's been something different about this offseason, and I don't believe it's an Omar Khan thing. Omar's definitely got a more aggressive streak to him than his predecessor. But this specific push is coming, as best as I can see it, all the way from the top. Now, there's no credit to be assigned for this. Anyone can say anything. But when the directive, no matter how direct it is, comes from the boss, and the boss says, I want to get a lot better and get there now, does set a tone that places less of a priority on the future and more of a priority on, man, it's really been a long time since we've won a playoff game around here, isn't it? And I think that was needed to an extent. What's more, I think it's the right approach at the right time. TJ Watt isn't going to be TJ forever. Cam Hayward might not be here for another year beyond this one. In fact, I wouldn't be betting so much as a dollar on that happening. And as long as I'm at it, now that you've added Russell Wilson and he's 35, he's not going to be around forever. And as excited as I am, and it's legit, about Justin Fields' future, if he can figure out some things, that's an unknown too. So you go with what's there in front of you. And what's there in front of you is very much a win now looking roster. Or, you know, not win at all. I'm on record as really, really liking this defense. I like it a lot more after a potentially dynamic slot corner who can blitz the quarterback once in a while is put into the mix. Not that those guys are easy to find, by the way. And I'm betting I'm going to like it even more after the draft, even if that just means additions in the third and fourth rounds. There's just a lot on that side of the ball. And once you get to the point where all you're discussing is a slot corner and a lot of depth, chances are you're good. I've got a lot less to say about the offense other than that I feel like the pieces are there. I feel like you're adding a known commodity in Wilson. I feel like you should be able to really assert yourself as an offense through running the ball, but I don't know any of that. Neither do you, and neither probably do they. One of the funniest responses that any of the three Steelers officials who spoke at the NFL annual meeting this week had was when Tomlin was asked about how things are coming together with him and Arthur Smith and the offensive group, and he just let out a big smile and said, "Stay tuned." Okay, well, that's cool. You can say what you want about that, and you can bring up something about Tomlin that you don't like. There's certainly more than enough people who fall into that category. But I'd rather have my head coach of 17 years looking and sounding legitimately excited about something to the extreme that he would throw that out there. That's not exactly lowering the bar for expectation. That's him saying, hey, we've been working. We've been studying. We've been trying to put things together here. And a lot of what we've produced to date has us stoked. That's all right. Tomlin's made no secret that the main reason he and Smith have hit it off is that Smith has that physical push to everything it is that he puts together. He wants to be able to knock you over. Well, in any sport that involves physicality, but especially this one, your confidence comes from that because that sort of thing doesn't go into a slump. If you're a bruising operation, you're not going to not be a bruising operation on a given Sunday. It's like what they say about speed not going into a slump. Well, neither does size. Neither does being that type of team. You can feel a lot of goodness when you're going at opponents that way. Now, I feel like I need to take a step back here because it feels like I'm making grand predictions or whatever. I'm not. I'm trying to put into a framework here why these guys would seem excited, and from there, how that would twin up with Rooney's own expectations, his own stated expectations that the team gets better right away. More often than not, you'll hear that described only in terms of wins and losses. If you do that with this team, it's a little awkward because they just went 10-7, and I don't think anybody would argue that they were very good, really, at anything. But they still went 10-7, still squeaked into the playoffs. And the level of improvement that's evidently being established here as a new bar is a lot higher than that. So it's funny, there could even be a circumstance in which they would go 10-7 again in 2024 and yet be a far more dangerous team entering the playoffs. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Exciting news from Live Casino Pittsburgh's Poker Room. Join them this month for the Westmoreland 300 Multi-Flight Poker Tournament, March 7th through the 10th, with a $25,000 guaranteed prize pool, plus accrue hours every day until March 23rd, and come for an $8,000 cash drawing on March 24th, beginning at noon until 8 p.m. Also, during March, all 2-5 or higher Texas Hold'em players will receive a $40 food comp after playing for 1 hour. Any new players who mention DK Sports, that's us, at the poker podium upon your first visit to the poker room will receive a food comp after playing for 2 hours. More action, more winnings, only at Live Casino Pittsburgh's Poker Room. Follow Live Pittsburgh's Poker Room on X at LivePokerWML for promotion and tournament news.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Today's J1Q is an interesting one. It comes from Brendan. He says, DK, a vague question for you. How much truth is there to PR wars? Or is that just something for the gossipers to talk about on slow news days? Is there an intentional strategy there, or is it just kind of a reflexive thing that happens from time to time? Brendan, I'm glad that you brought this up, and I apologize I'm not reading the entirety of your entry because you went on to give examples that I'm not going to do them the justice of giving any additional light of day to stuff that's on Reddit, stuff that's on Twitter, stuff that's just like the equivalent of fan fiction, just completely made up. But it's out there. It's real. Well, the fact that it's out there is real. The stuff itself is, if you want my word for it, it's hilarious. I don't want to know where these people find all this time, much less find all this creativity, but it's hilarious the way that it's laid out. Knowing these people, being around them on a daily basis, and I'm talking now just about players and coaches and the people who end up being, I guess, characters in these things, outright hilarious. And I've noticed this pattern to be far more prevalent in football than in the other two sports that I cover. And if I had to guess why that is, I'd give two reasons. One is that football's the most popular sport. It is our actual national pastime. And two, well, there's just a lot more idle time. I mean, there's 17 regular season games out of 365 days. That's a lot of time to get really crafty about stuff. I receive these kinds of things. I get emails from people who claim that they're real, who claim that they're on the inside and they have access to such and such public relations plan or scheme, or these things do not happen. They are not real. As it relates specifically, and it's not called public relations, by the way, it's media relations. Those who are around the football team and who work in media relations have so much to do in terms of actual work. And I'm going to say this publicly, and I don't care who it offends, they're not paid particularly well. All right? And that's not just in Pittsburgh. That's everywhere. And most of what they're tasked with doing involves printed publications, assembling media guides, assembling media notes, preparing for events. And then in those situations where there's availability, access to the media, they have to coordinate how that works and how they would handle situations that get, you know, a little tense or whatever. And that's it. That's the beginning and the end of the job description. As God is my witness, there is not a single individual at Pittsburgh Steelers headquarters on South Water Street whose job it is, or even whose side job it is, to make sure there's a positive spin to something. Yes, there are situations where, let's say, something goes out that's false. that the head of media relations, Bert Lawton, will strive to make correct. He won't go overboard with it. He won't give you any additional information. He'll just say, hey, that actually isn't true. And I've gotten a couple of those calls myself over the years. Fortunately, not too many. And because Bert's been there for such a long time and you know how trustworthy he is, you're going to listen to Bert and you're going to go, oh, man, I blew it with this one. Or, as happened once, I can say back to him, well, hang on a second, Bert, because I heard it from so-and-so. Are you sure about this? And he'll go, oh, okay, well, that's news to me. Didn't know that. And that's it. That's the extent of it. This concept that the Steelers have some sort of monolithic PR room that governs the way the beat rolls or whatever, where does that crap come from? And secondly, who falls for it? Who thinks that the Steelers care at all about this sort of thing? They don't benefit from it. They would, if anything, follow the lead of their head coach who tunes all of that stuff out. Crazy, crazy. I'm telling you, I cover the Penguins and the Pirates and none of this happens. None of this weirdness like this idea that there's this big overbearing PR operation. They don't even have PR. They just have media relations, and it does exactly what it is that I just described for you. I appreciate the question, though, more than you might know. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers, and we will do another one tomorrow.